Right, this is the Cool Shit Podcast. Each week, we round up the latest cool shit, helping us think different and keep inspired. What makes it in, what gets left out, and what gets challenged. Is it cool? Is it shit? Or does it cross the magic threshold and come bona fide, certified cool shit? Welcome to the editor's meeting. Okay, so welcome to the Cool Shit Podcast episode 20, and that is a bit of a milestone. My name is Gareth Carter. We have some guests. Guess who's back? Gina from High Stakes Films. How are you doing, Gina?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
That's good.
Have you been counting? How many is this now?
I think it might be seven.
Seven?
Or maybe eight. No, that doesn't sound right. I think seven.
Seven out of 20?
Yeah.
Do you think you're the most booked guest?
Yeah, I think I am.
In the history of the podcast?
Yeah, high
the
demand.
The long history.
High demand, that's what it is.
Yeah, you're a heritage player now.
I am.
Back, I believe, for the third time, we have Matt, obviously from Zach. How you doing, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, third time is a charm.
Yeah, exactly. You're going for your hat trick. And this, I don't know what it is. I'm just feeling a little bit more relaxed today. Feeling like there's a breath of fresh air in the room. Things are feeling nice. Do you know what? I'll let you into the secret, listeners. James is away. So we have a guest editor this week, and thank God for that. Kyra, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How are you feeling about stepping into the hot seat?
I'm honoured. I feel like I've got some big shoes to fill.
Little shoes.
They're quite small. Like
little shoes to fill, size fives.
All right, so James usually looks for Cool Shit, which goes into the Cool Shit newsletter stroke extravaganza stroke experience. It's got lots of different names. And he has to look for cool shit in the week, and we all sort of like muck in. Wanting to know, how's that been for you, Kyra? How's it been searching for cool shit in the universe of the digital sphere out there?
Do you know what? It's been all right. I feel like we've got some interesting stories today. It's not been too bad.
Okay. But are they cool?
Cool to me. I don't know if they'll be cool to you, Matt.
We'll find out.
Well, that's what this podcast is all about. It's the editorial meeting. So kicking off with the first story that you found, Kyra. What are you saying?
Okay, so we've got KFC, who are now delivering via drones in Australia. So they've partnered with Wing, a drone delivery service, and they're providing Australia's very first on-demand delivery service. So basically, they download the app, and you can just order as if you're ordering from Deliveroo, and the KFC is prepared fresh and delivered within minutes. The fastest delivery being 2 minutes and 47 seconds.
They've got to live really near a KFC, and they're just burning battery.
Probably could have thrown it.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And no delivery fee, may I add.
That's good.
Okay, so like just a bit of context. This is in Perth, famously one of the remotest cities in the earth. Is that playing into that? Is it because Perth is so remote, or is it just like they can't be asked to get out and walk to the KFC?
I don't actually know. Maybe because it's small, it's easier to start with a smaller city.
Yeah, okay. And was I right in saying that the drone partner is called Wing?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, right?
KFC, yeah.
Yeah, that's off the bat, that's good. I want to know how it actually drops down.
Okay.
What happens?
So I've got something here. So the drone slows down, it hovers, descends to the delivery height of about 7 meters above the ground, and then lowers the package on a tether. And automatically releases it in the desired delivery area.
I mean, as soon as you say tether and something like that, I'm like, it's usually a disaster that's happening, but it's just going to be some bloke going, over here, mate, over here, no, a little bit left. And so who is flying that drone? My next question, is there an HQ somewhere with someone with a pair of goggles trying to find Met in his garden somewhere?
No, I feel like it's automatic. Like, I think they just know. Surely they've just got like a route and they know it's the sky. So
no, I do
they
not.
Know
I
it's,
do
the not sky. It's the sky. It's the sky.
No.
That sounds very technological.
What, you think they're autonomous drones?
Yeah, there might be.
What?
You put a code in and it knows where
it
to
just,
go.
It knows the
or
coordinates.
Or has it got like Waze? You know, it's checking its
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that's probably like a key thing that I would like to dig into, like to know before I order it, like, is this complete AI technology? Like, is our address now something that drones can find my garden?
Oh yeah.
No, like, for instance, if you type into a drone like Gareth Carter, is it going to be like, yeah, no, he's currently in the office, don't worry, Why drop something in his garden now.
Does that scare you?
Why does it scare you? What are they going to catch you?
Because what are they going to do?
Like, you're physically being tracked. Like, we all know that we're being digitally tracked and our information and what we're looking at. But if we're now being physically tracked, so it like, steps up the game.
See, I don't even mind that. Like, what are they going to do? Yeah. They're going to find me and then what? I'm just watching Netflix.
Gen Z, you lot don't care about your data or anything.
No, I actually don't. They're not going to find anything boring.
Nothing interesting.
They're not going to find anything. They'll find everything.
They'll find... But the stuff they do find is going to be boring. It's nothing like...
Gina.
Scandalous.
KFC fan?
Not. I don't really eat meat, so no.
Do you not?
No.
What, you're
I'm
not...
I'm a flexitarian. It really depends how hungover or how drunk I am.
Okay, all right. So, come on, let's just imagine now that you're really hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they don't deliver by drone, though.
Sadly not. But it probably... The thing is, I wouldn't mind getting delivered by drone. I wouldn't worry about it being, like, dropped from the drone, because when you get delivery or Uber Eats and they're on bikes, your stuff comes... The drink's spilled, half your chips are falling out anyway, so it's like...
I've got to say, I have had some really, really disappointing experience with McDonald's in particular.
Yeah.
Like, when you do order a McDonald's, it is cold.
Cold, broken.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah.
Never enough pickles.
Maybe a drone is a way forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Matt, what are you thinking?
Why do you need your fast food delivered?
Because it's
I don't
fast.
I fucking get it.
Do you not deliver?
No.
What do you do?
I live out in the sticks, they don't do delivery and shit. But also, like... Point of fast food is you go in there, you get served quickly, and you get the fuck out, right? Why are you waiting for someone else to do that and fuck up your meal in the meantime and make it cold?
Laziness. And instant gratification.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's not instant, though, that's the thing.
Now
go in, right, where the fuck is the
drone? No, it's exciting. I like tracking
them. Where is
the
rider or where is the whatever? Mm. And like you've just said, you've both had shit experiences out of it. Get off your ass. Walk down to KFC. There's probably one within, 10 minutes walk of where you guys live.
I've just been told to get off my ass and walk to KFC. Yeah.
If Deliveroo or Uber Eats is listening, we are still welcoming in briefs from delivery places.
Deliveroo and Uber need drones.
Yeah, well...
That's the next step, probably.
Because Gina prefers McDonald's.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you definitely drone McDonald's to your house.
I'd try it. Yeah, it would be funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should try that, as a little experiment.
Hmm.
I've got a drone.
Oh,
I'm gonna drone you an upside down bag of McDonald's.
That's fine.
Do you have something else that you would like to bring to the editorial meeting this
week? I do. Okay, so Spotify have opened up a Greasy Spoon Cafe in Shoreditch. They've named it Greasy Tunes. And the hope is to bring together fans and creators. So it opened and they've been giving fans the chance to meet their favourite artists and sample like traditional British breakfasts. And they've had 9 podcasters, 8 artists, 4 DJs and lots of breakfast. And I think the reason behind it is basically just to connect with Gen Z. So they saw a piece of research and it said that 70% of Gen Z use audio to better understand themselves. So I think they're using this as a way of like engaging on an emotional level
with
Gen
Z. What does that mean, audio to better understand themselves? What does that mean?
Maybe just like opposed to passing time, they listen to podcasts to understand themselves, they listen to music and the lyrics to understand themselves and like, I don't know, deeper.
We should go there if they want podcasts.
That's a really weird survey. How do you best understand yourself?
Through music.
I don't.
What were the other choices? Crayons.
Reading. I don't know. I best understand myself by
talking. I'm the same. Chat.
The article. Admittedly, it was a dry article.
I thought that. I think it's a boring story. Sorry, Kyle.
You think it's, well,
really?
Screw what I was saying. Let's go over to Gina. Gina, why is this a boring story? It's a boring story.
You liked it on LinkedIn.
Gina's been getting all the articles from things I've liked on LinkedIn.
Is it a boring story or a boring idea?
Idea, that's what I mean.
No, I disagree.
I don't like the idea.
I think it's a banging idea. Imagine you're there, Daniel Caesar is there singing to you, you're eating.
Whilst I'm eating a sausage.
That's beautiful.
That's not.
What is weird is it because it's breakfast?
I think
weird.
Because it's
but what if it's
maybe?
Like 2 a.m.? You know, you've been out and you're like hungry and you
and
can
you fancy a sausage at 2 a.m. Yeah.
Because they used to, I don't know whether it's still there, there used to be a bar in like West London that served breakfast at 2 a.m.
Yeah, there's one in Liverpool
kind of
Street.
Like Bar Italian,
I think it was Balance and you'd get like a little tiny bottle of champagne and you'd have like a fry up.
That's banging. Yeah. That's such a great idea. And I feel like cafes are like intimate and the whole point of it is to be like, I don't know, like bring them closer together. In my head, it makes perfect sense.
I'd rather have someone singing to me at 2 a.m. than at like, 8 a.m.
I was about to say, back to your point, right? Like, this is open at night time, right? Like, fuck that, someone singing to me at like 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't, like, people
don't even talk
anyway.
To me until half 10.
Yeah, exactly, right. Who wants that?
But even when they sing outside, like, you know, the buskers outside White City, it's so awkward. You're trying, sitting there trying to eat lunch and someone's like howling with their guitar.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
really
it.
Annoying.
It is annoying.
It's like, shut up! I'm trying to eat a rap!
I was actually trying to eat a rap as well.
Are we all agreeing we need to be drunk to go to the Greasy Tunes cafe?
Like, there is something that is not chiming with me.
Where's the insight to say that Gen Z find themselves over breakfast versus any other time of the night?
Yeah.
Why breakfast?
Yeah, it's the breakfast thing that's really
I think a copywriter just went, Greasy Tunes. Yeah. Great, well, Greasy Tunes. I know what we'll do.
Yeah, actually, this article, music streaming service Spotify, opened up a pop-up Greasy Spoon Cafe in Shoreditch, cleverly named Greasy Tunes. Like, if you have to write in an article cleverly named, you're really trying hard. Like, did you get it? Did you understand? Did you get it? Oh, actually, it's a piece of PR.
Ultimately, I think the job's been done. It's got a bit of PR.
Well,
I don't think it's much more than that, right? I don't get reading the write-up. I don't get why it's breakfast. Mm. I don't understand it. There's no insight in the article, which may or may not mean there's insight behind the idea, but there's no insight in the article to say why Spotify have chosen breakfast.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Maybe because it's the most intimate meal of the day.
What?
I've seen you in here eating your breakfast.
Would you like to come over and have a breakfast with me? Like, no.
No, it's the worst meal of the day.
Yeah, it's not. What? It's like, I hate intimate. Breakfast. Like, as intimate as in, get the fuck away from me. I don't want to talk to anyone intimate. Yeah. Like, maybe. Like, I just want to spend some time with myself and no one else. Intimate. Maybe. But no, it's not. It's the most functional meal of the day. I get brunch. Yeah. Like, that raises the breakfast game as something that is like, okay, cool.
So, yeah. New York kind of brunch.
Yes.
Now you're talking. Bottomless mimosas.
Yes.
Turn the Spotify on.
Yes.
That can be a bit more like intimate, find yourself, whatever else.
I'm here
for that. Or you can just get absolutely legless and roll out at 5 p.m. on a Sunday and regret it.
Who wants to, like, listen, like, live music, any live music is hard without drink. Right, like, no. it is like
who like a true drunk.
Yeah, like yeah, it's just like you're not gonna sit there and bop along. Yeah.
To your favorite artist.
To my favorite artist, I do not think I've seen any of my favorite artists without having a drink first. Yeah.
There is not one gig that can't be improved by drinking three or four
exactly.
drinks.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
All I need is some scrambled eggs. Gina.
Yeah.
Gina, have you seen her? What have you brought to this week's meeting?
I think I've brought a good one. So, it's basically, there's this cat.
I'm already doubting it.
So, this cat was on the run for 3 weeks, but in an airport, and they couldn't catch the cat.
What had it done? Why was it on the run? Was it wanted by the FBI? I don't get it.
It escaped its cage, because it was obviously like flying somewhere with its family. But it was, Sky have said after spending 3 weeks on the run inside a US airport, which I think, how did it last 3 weeks
like
in an airport?
Ninja cat.
Yeah.
Just like disappears into the darkness.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Well, so it was in this, did it say which airport it was?
Airport in Boston.
Right, okay. So I'm presuming a pretty big city airport, right?
Yeah.
So like I had a lot of places to hide, but they couldn't catch it for 3 weeks.
I know. Which makes you think you could live in an airport, that means. Like, if the cat can do it, we can do it.
Well,
Tom Hanks did.
What's that film?
Tom Hanks.
Terminal.
Yeah, Terminal, which is based on a true story, which is about, I believe it was someone that was stuck in an immigration system and decided that they were going to live, instead of going back home, they were going to live in an airport.
Yeah, his country ceased to exist while he was in transit or something like that.
That's
the story.
So the cat watched that and thought, let me try.
Yeah, I want a bit of that. Yeah, that's a bit of me.
Well, I've got a question. So the parents of the cat got off the flight and realised...
The cat's mum and dad.
Yeah, it was like home alone.
Yeah.
No, like the people that were taking the cat.
They, I think they arrived back and they're like, where's the cat? The cat's not in the cage.
No, I don't... Kari, have you ever seen someone get on a plane
with a cat? It goes on a separate bit.
They're not like, oh, wait a sec. Where the fuck's our cat?
No, but they... Yeah, but they would have...
Unless
got
it was
on the
a
other
companion
side.
Cat.
Yeah. There was stress.
Yeah,
the other
you
side.
Go, like, bye, Puss in Boots. I hope you make it.
And then
you're with the safe people now, yeah? And they go, we'll get you. Don't worry, man. We're going to get you get on plane, right? And then, like, literally, they get to wherever they've got.
Yeah.
Sad vibes. Where's Molly?
No, the cat's called Rowdy. Okay, which I love. Rowdy the cat was missing.
How dare
for
you
three
get
weeks.
Its name wrong?
Who the hell was Molly?
So was it on arrival or on departure?
Coming back on arrival.
Right, so they unloaded it.
And
cat
it's not
disappears.
There. Yeah.
No, it is there. But I mean.
Oh,
yeah.
Then it disappears.
Got you.
So then
well, at
they
least
found
it's
it.
In the same like city, right? Unless you're on holiday in Boston, which would be
exactly.
Cara, you're into your travel. Would you? I feel like you could fare quite well in an airport for a few weeks. Do you reckon you could?
Couple weeks. I feel
okay.
So.
Let's plan this out. How would you survive in an airport for a couple of weeks? Where are you getting your showers? What are you doing? You've got a finite budget. Let's say that you've only got 40 quid. You've got the last 3 weeks. What
just
are you doing?
Follow Easy. The cat.
Easy.
Yeah, I would get a travel pillow and a blanket.
That's like 32 quid.
Fine. I'd get of the two, I'd have a blanket.
Okay.
And then I would shower in the toilet.
Where do you buy a blanket in the airport?
Can you buy a blanket? W8 Smith or something.
On my way back from Colombia, it took me 60 hours to get home because it was just as COVID started and I was like stuck, and I got a travel blanket.
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
So yeah, I'd get a little blanket. I would do a little like wash in the sink, and I would.
Just for the listeners, Kyra did a little action. Just so we know, I think it was her armpit she went to first. So good to know.
International symbol for having a wash.
I would probably starve though, because the food is so expensive.
Well, I think the thing is you'd have to find a friendly cafe, and you'd go, look, right, I'm gonna be really honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm on the run. Yeah. I'm a cat. But I look like a girl, alright? Just go with it. Can I wait tables here for you in exchange for a little bit of
Gareth's
money?
Gareth's writing a
food.
Movie plot.
system.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the only way really forward, right?
Yeah, and that's where you find the love of your life and then make a film about it.
Done. There you go. Yeah.
Done.
Until your owner comes back. that's our cat.
Oi, Rowdy. Out.
All right, okay, cool. Well, interesting story, Gina.
Okay, so the cat's been reunited with his family, everyone's happy.
Oh, you're not done with it.
I didn't finish the story.
Needs a happy ending, right?
Needs a happy ending. So
Rowdy's back with his family, right?
Rowdy's back with his family.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Matt, have you got a story for this week's podcast?
I got a story with dogs.
Oh!
It's themed right now. Animal themed.
Robot dogs.
Oh. Maybe not.
And Bitcoin.
Oh.
And digging up an entire council tip, right? So there's a guy. I'm familiar with the story, right? There's a guy who threw a hard drive away about 11 years ago, and on it is about 150 million quid's worth of Bitcoin, and he threw it away in Wales in Newport
by accident.
He's a computer engineer, threw something away, didn't mean to throw it away, and he's known it's in that tip for ages, and he's been lobbying to go and dig it up. He's been down there by himself, apparently. He's been lobbying to dig it up because it's like, it's now under another 10 years of people's throwaway shit, right? Yeah. So he's had to go to hedge funders and VCs. He's raised 11 million quid to go and dig up this tip. He's had to tell Newport Council that when he's dug this tip up, he's going to bring in like wind turbines and all the rest of it to create clean energy to mine more Bitcoin and turn Newport into a bit of a tech hub. And where the dogs come in is, as soon as he starts digging it up and it becomes public, everyone else is going to start digging it up and looking for a hard drive. Mm. So he's got these digital frigging dogs, the ones that you've seen online that look really menacing, to patrol the tip, checking that there's no intruders.
Story.
Yeah, what the
hell?
You're
making this shit up, Matt.
This sounds like a film.
It's true.
I need Welsh.
It is true. But yeah, so like, but how he's paid for it is everyone's invested all that money and he's going to pay them back in Bitcoin if he finds it. It's like no win, no fee.
Oh, smart. Wait, how much was the hard drive worth?
The hard drive's probably worth about 70 quid.
No, the stuff on it.
150 million.
He could be lying, though. This could be all one big scam somehow.
What, to go and dig up the local tip?
Maybe that's what
just he wants to do. Just wants to dig it up, yeah, for shits and giggles.
When you say dogs, like you're like, you know, like the ones you know, like sort of like Boston Dynamics sort of.
Exactly,
like,
yeah. Right. Robot dogs. They haven't got guns or anything, but they've got cameras.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, that's good to know. Black Mirror shit.
I was about to say, Black Mirror shit. This is crazy. I feel like this is, this feels like the start of a crazy movie, right?
Well, so far it's a Richard Hammond documentary, but we'll get there with the movie.
I think. I don't think he's going to find it.
I don't think he's going
to
find it.
I don't want him to find it.
He's got... Well, first of all, I've got a hard drive in my house, yeah, which I haven't used for about 7 years, right? And I'm always like, does that still work? This man's banking on his hard drive.
Yeah.
It's been at the bottom of a fucking gooey pit for 10 years, right? And he's hoping that shit's going to work. Yeah. Like, that ain't going to work.
Can't you, like, extract it or something?
What do you mean, extract it?
I don't know, like, open the hard drive.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's banking on just plugging it in and spinning it. You know what I mean? I think there'll be some forensic digital people on his team, as it were. But if he finds it, 150 million quid better off.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And he creates some, you know, clean energy for Newport to turn itself into a tech hub. Because apparently all the Bitcoin mining around the world consumes about as much energy as Uruguay.
Really?
Yep. It's not good. China have banned it now. Oh. America's own Bitcoin mining could power every house in Houston.
So just clarify, what do you mean by Bitcoin mining?
Don't ask difficult questions. No, to actually create Bitcoin, you have to mine it, and it's super data intensive, right? And you basically have like thousands and thousands of computers all rigged up in serial in big warehouses and all the rest of it. And everyone was doing it in China because energy was cheap. And it sucks up so much energy, keeping all the computers processing. They've basically got to solve like algorithm-based equations. And then when you've solved it using days and days and days of computing power, fractions of Bitcoins are produced, right? Which then are yours, and you put them on the blockchain, you know that you own that Bitcoin and so on, or you can sell it or whatever, right? So it's massively energy intensive. And this takes into a whole other conversation for another time, but it's all based on proof of effort, I think it's called, which means you have to prove that you've solved all of these equations. That's how the guy that set up Bitcoin has sort of ensured its future. Whereas one of the competing kind of coins, Ethereum, is potentially moving from proof of work, I think that's what it's called, proof of work, to proof of stake, which is going to be a lot less energy intensive. So if that happens, if they change the whole Ethereum system, that suddenly becomes a clean crypto coin and changes everything.
That does change everything. Do you know what? It's probably like made a massive carbon footprint. It's just landfill NFTs. Like shit NFTs that are not like going anywhere or anything's happening to them. I'm just like being stored on servers somewhere. Like, oh my God, I'll make a million of them.
Just think of the amount of work we've all done. I mean, I'm older than you guys. Think of the amount of work that we've all done, right? For pitches, for clients, all the rest of it, that's now just put on a hard drive. Think of the effort and the energy that's all that. The amount of energy we put into computing energy, into creating stuff. And it's all like gone, right? It's wasted, but that energy's being used. That like starts, God, fucking hell, like, is there a cleaner way to do anything? Computers use a shitload of power.
Do you know what then? So this geezer, if he does find it, turns Newport into like a, you know, an energy green haven, then gets Bitcoin to agree to like start farming like coins there or whatever you called it, rooting around, I don't know. Like having the servers there in a green environment with a clean Bitcoin, with a clean green Bitcoin. This is the start of the change.
Yeah.
This man could change things.
Only if he finds the hard drive.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a really cool story, Matt.
Yeah, that was a cool story.
I think that's the coolest so far.
Thanks. My work here is done.
So that brings it round to you, Kyra, because like you've had some stories there. Like, do you think your two stories still stand? Your KFC and your second story, which was the second one?
You guys poo-pooed it. The Spotify story.
Out of those two, yeah, greasy tunes
or cat.
Or cat, yeah.
Don't forget the cat. Don't forget Rowdy the cat. That's a good name for a cat.
I'm not sure that has to do with our industry in any way, shape, or form. You can't just bring stuff that you just want to talk about. It's supposed to be like a cool shit newsletter to go out to inspire our clients.
Correctly.
What's the inspirational part of that story? Just the cat surviving.
Well, say you didn't get briefed correctly. No. This is your seventh time
on. You're the
veteran. Are you just taking over and going in a different direction?
I think so.
Fuck it, this is my podcast now.
Wait, have all my other stories been like industry related? I can't even remember.
Some of them have, but then sometimes you bring weird shit, like a guinea pig. A guinea pig that's like going up in a
hot air balloon.
All right.
A giant
strawberry. So we're going to have a second podcast just called Weird Shit from Gina.
And if you want to find weird shit, check out No.
Okay, so not the cat then. Rowdy the cat.
I might have to say no to the cat.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot, Corrit. We need to find out where these stories end up, whether they're going to make it in or make it into Cool Shit this week. Where would I go and find and sign up to the Cool Shit newsletter if I needed to?
Can you say that a bit slower? Just so Kyra's got time
to go find out
exactly where she's supposed to
direct. You don't know, do you?
I'm guessing zachagency.com/.
Oh, okay. So it's zachagency.com/cool-sht/.
That's a bit confusing.
No, that's not what James says normally.
Well, okay, well, you tell me what James says normally.
James normally says...
She says quickly.
I can't remember what he said.
Googling our friggin' website.
There's a cool shit section.
I am right. Look, there you go. Look, I'm actually on it. Has he been saying it wrong?
He's never said all these hyphens and dashes before.
But you know what? Don't worry, because you're going to get an email, right? It's going to be mailed to
exactly.
everyone. So you're fine. Just click the link.
Check your inboxes for the cool shit newsletter.
And
find the link on there.
Okay, guys, this has been a wonderful lunch soiree. Kyra, thank you very much for helming it this week.
You're very welcome.
Look forward to the newsletter. If you want to see Kyra's newsletter, do check it out, because she's writing it. The writing has a distinct voice with James, and we have our guest editor, Kyra, so we're all looking forward to seeing how that turns out. Awesome. No pressure, Kyra. haven't worked out how this is going to work out next week either.
I think you're doing it all.
Am
I? I think so. I think you're down to...
busy, man.
This was your idea.
This was not my idea.
This is your baby.
Is James not back?
No.
How long can a safari be? Like, I've got like mental images of a little safari suit and a pith helmet. Like, getting lost in the Botswana bush.
Yeah. And you know he's
and
the
that's
sort
not
of
a
dickhead
euphemism.
That's going to shoot elephants and then have a picture of it on on his socials. Anyway, that's it for this week. Tune in to find out what James did on safari next. All right, guys, thank you very much.